You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Well, President Trump's latest executive order announced yesterday focuses on the way the federal government gives out visas to highly trained foreign workers. Doesn't just give them out, by the way. This is part of the administration's Buy American, Hire American efforts, and it could have a pretty significant impact on Texas. For those who don't know, H-1B visas are the visas used primarily by technology companies to bring in workers with highly specialized skills. Universities bank on H-1B visas, too. Texas ranks second only to California in terms of the number of H-1B visa applications. But the Dallas Morning News has discovered something unusual upon closer inspection. Reporter Melissa Repko has been doing the number crunching. Melissa, thanks for taking some time with The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So you found most of the H-1B visa applications from Texas were from, well, how would you describe these companies, tech and consulting companies? Which companies led the pack?
Yeah, Texas really mirrors the U.S. when it comes to H-1B visas and how they're used. The top companies applying for the visas are IT consulting companies and outsourcing firms. And in Texas, some of those include Deloitte Consulting and Cognizant Technology Services. Outsourcing firms, especially those based in India, also are well represented, and that's Tata Consultancy Services, Infosys, and Wipro, among others.
Yeah, now another field, and just mentioned it, higher education. But those numbers are quite a bit smaller once you look at the H-1B visas, right?
That's correct. Yeah, the universities use them, and they're actually not subject to the cap on H-1B visas. So for them, it's a little bit easier to get the visas each year since they're not entering the lottery the same way as the tech and consulting companies.
I see. So what actually changed yesterday with the H-1B process? I mean, there's a big pronouncement that, you know, we're going to buy American, hire American, but how do you do that?
Well, yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order that really directs federal agencies to crack down on fraud and abuse of the program and to put together more reports about it. On paper, the order doesn't change the process much. The lottery will go on as usual, but it calls for stepped up enforcement. And that could mean things like doing more random visits of employers or audits of employers who have a high percentage of H-1B visa holders.
But it seems like maybe employers are already beginning to sour on the H-1B program, or am I misunderstanding something here?
The application number is down this year for the first time in several years. That being said, it's still well oversubscribed the number of visas that are capped. So it's still well over that 85,000 number. So there will be more people who don't win the lottery, so to speak. Definitely companies are uncertain about what the program may look like in the future, and they may be responding differently and applying in a different way than they have in the past.
Are we seeing any reaction yet from employers who heavily rely on H-1B visas? I mean, do they feel like they have to come to their own defense now with the president taking such a public position?
Companies have pretty much maintained their same position. They say they want to hire American talent, but they can't find enough of it. In particular, they say there's a shortage of science, technology, engineering, and math talent in the
U.S., yeah,
especially with higher degrees like master's and PhDs. Mm-hmm. And so they've said before, and they said again after yesterday's executive order, that they're doubling down on training and they're trying to find American talent, but not having enough luck.
I wonder if you sort of reach a crossroads. For instance, if you do find that the administration clamps down on H-1B visas, the businesses that are heavily reliant on those won't have the people with the skill sets that they need.
It's hard to say at this point. On paper, little has changed with the program at this point, but it's possible Congress may take action. There's a couple bills proposed that would reform the program and would switch, for example, to more of a merit-based system rather than a lottery-based system, and that could mean big changes. It also seems that some of the heavy users of the program, such as those outsourcing firms I mentioned, that often have ties to India, are maybe reevaluating and may even consider doing some of that same work overseas rather than in the U.S. with H-1B visa holders.
What is the future of the H-1B visa? Melissa Repko has been exploring this for the Dallas Morning News. We'll have a link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Melissa, thanks again.
Thank you.